Can you talk a little bit more about patient selection and also the medical management issues?
Yes. We've spent a lot of time looking at, are there things that can be done to improve the outcomes? One of the studies that we looked at, prophylactic alpha blockers, beginning 2 weeks prior to brachytherapy and continuing the alpha blocker until the IPSS returns to normal. But the use of prophylactic alpha blockers results in significantly faster resolution of the urinary morbidity than either the therapeutic use of alpha blockers or not using alpha blockers at all. We believe the early institution of erectogenic medications following brachytherapy can help improve long-term erectile function. So we're very confident there. Patient selection factors. Our first prospective randomized trial for intermediate risk prostate cancer was able to demonstrate that 20 gray of supplemental beam was equivalent to 44 gray in terms of biochemical outcome followed by a palladium implant. By being able to reduce the amount of beam, we think that we will further reduce urinary and bowel dysfunction. What we have found in our long-term studies using the EPIC instrument is that 45 gray of external beam slightly but statistically increases urinary incontinence, urinary irritative findings, and rectal bleeding long-term.
You mentioned erectogenic medications. What specific regimen do you use?
Ideally, what we would like to use is Cialis 3 times weekly on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday basis. Because of the long half-life, it's more likely to result in spontaneous nocturnal erections. Unfortunately, Cialis 3 times weekly is not a cheap regimen, and not all patients can afford that. We've also been very successful using Viagra, also 3 times a week, in helping to restore erectile function.
Are there any randomized trial data that demonstrate that that works?
Not for brachytherapy. We do know in radical prostatectomy, there was a trial that looked at nightly sildenafil Viagra for a year versus Viagra on a PRN basis with substantial increase in erectile spontaneous erections at a year, 29 versus 5%. There was also data that was looked at in the general non-prostate cancer population that also showed that the nightly institution of Viagra for a year substantially improved erectile capabilities. One of the things we're also beginning to spend a lot of time in our clinic is developing a physical rehabilitation, with penile rehabilitation being part of that. There is a small but important prospective randomized trial looking at obese men. And if you place these men on a weight reduction and exercise program, at 2 years, they had a statistically significant improvement in their IIEF scores. So I think there's a lot more to this than just the use of medications. The ability for men to routinely obtain erections, to improve their overall cardiovascular health, to maintain ideal body weight, all of these things will probably play a long-term role in potency preservation.